streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, here we go. Thursday show, live in Los Angeles. It's The Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, thanks for making us part of your day. Charlotte Flair stops by today. Chris Mannix in an hour. He's a Boston guy. Says the Lakers are ending up in the NBA Finals. He sees signs that point to the emergence of the Lakers ending up in the NBA Finals. I'm going to push back a little bit, but it's fun. J-Mac joining me. Listen, Mannix, a Celtic guy, right? Like, he's from Boston. It may have pained him to say that. Maybe it didn't. But Chris Mannix came out and said, Austin Reeves on fire, LeBron coming back, AD is healthy. They're really good. A defensive team's really good with Darvin Ham.
Jeez. Put a beating on the hapless Bulls, and the Lakers are going to the finals. Awesome. What a way to start the show, Cowherd. Hot take Thursday.
Let me start with this. So, the Mavericks are circling the drain. I've said before, I got the big swing getting Kyrie for Luka. It wouldn't make him a better team. It'd make him a better, more dynamic offense. A lot of people thought it was going to change the world. I just thought it would change the optics. They'd be fun to watch, but they'd have to win by shootouts because Kyrie doesn't play a lick of defense, and Luka's not great at it either. So they're 9-14 since Kyrie came over. There's a couple of games he didn't play, but I believe the bad vibes with Kyrie permeate a locker room or a plane or a practice even when he doesn't start. If you really look, something we can all agree with, if you really look at the greatest basketball players in the NBA's history, they're layered players. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar not only was the leading scorer for a long time, he was an 11-time all-team defense. Kobe Bryant, 12-time all-team defense. LeBron James can score, can pass, can defend, can distribute. Super high basketball IQ. The great ones are layered. Magic Johnson, you got leadership and points and rebounding and passing. And Michael Jordan, relentless defender, great closer, unbelievable leader, immense toughness, layers and layers. We don't look at quarterbacks and go, well, he's got a big arm, he's great. What makes Mahomes the best quarterback today is his cognitive ability to function so fast upstairs. You can coach him. You can push him. He can move. He's a leader. It's a bunch of stuff. A lot of guys with big arms that are not close historically to Patrick Mahomes. We know innately you need more than a big... 90% of NFL busts at quarterbacks all had big arms. So Kyrie Irving is an atrocious defender, is a terrible leader. Is not really a good distributor. He averages about 5.5 assists in his career for as many times as he's had the ball in his hands. Very mediocre. He's a great scorer. I think this is proving he's not a great player. He's perfect for pickup basketball. You play with him for an hour, he gets you a bucket, and then you go your separate ways. He's a perfect pickup basketball guy. He's not a great player. There's about 75% of NBA fans literally think if you can score, you're a great player. World Be Free scored. Look it up. There have been a lot of guys in this league that could score. Doesn't make you a great player. Depending on him, building around him, leadership abilities, coach ability, does he elevate the locker room? No. He's a great scorer. Listen, Shaquille O'Neal, 23 years ago, was the last player to win a scoring title and an NBA title in the same year. Great scorers often get in the way of the greater good. It's one of my knocks on Luka. Yeah, he scores a lot, doesn't give you anything on the defensive end. He's hard to play with, and sometimes I'm not sure if he's in shape or playing his way in shape. Luka right now is a great scorer, but he's hard to play with. Porzingis couldn't play with him. Jalen Brunson didn't like playing with him. Now, Kyrie's Kyrie, but doesn't get along playing with him. Don't confuse the two. Don't conflate the two. He can score. There's a lot of guys. Carmelo Anthony could score. Nothing on the defensive end. Guy got insecure with Jeremy Lin having a good two-week stretch. So what's interesting here is that I was talking to a friend who is very close to Steve Kerr, coach of the Warriors. And he said, we were having lunch yesterday, and he said, you know, Kerr will tell you that after Steph, Draymond is easily the most valuable player on the team, easily. His intelligence, his toughness. And he said, Kerr will tell you it's not just on the floor. It's on the plane. It's at practice. It's in the locker room. Never forget when Draymond punched Jordan Poole, Kerr wasn't mad at Draymond. He was pissed the video got out. Jordan Poole's cocky and doesn't know how to play the game. He just gets a bucket. Chris Finch, coach of the T-Wolves, was on our show recently. And I asked him about Draymond Green because I think the fans that don't really get the game tend to look at Draymond, roll their eyes because he doesn't score. And here's Chris Finch talking about the value of Draymond Green.
You know, he does all the things necessary to win and also cements that team together. You know, he's happy to walk away with 14 assists if that's what it takes, or, you know, guard the best player every night, or is always in the right help spot. It feels like when you're playing the Warriors, there's two Draymonds out there. There's the one that's guarding the ball, and there's the one that's guarding everybody else, you know? And so for a long, long time, if you don't have the right personnel and you go up against those guys and having Draymond on the floor, he's so smart defensively, he literally is like having a sixth man out there.
And Kyrie is like playing with four because he won't contribute on the defensive end. If you really get basketball, really get it, the guy on the cover of Slam magazine usually is there to sell magazines. Basketball is layered. It's why the greatest teams ever have often been the smartest teams. The Heatles didn't have a center, and LeBron essentially was their point guard. But Battier, Ray Allen, D-Wade, Haslam, LeBron, they were winning games above the shoulders. Even the bad boy Pistons, tough guys, right? They tackled you. How many guys on that team were coaches or general managers or executives? It's one of the smarter teams ever assembled. The Warriors, Michael Jordan's Bulls. A lot of GMs on that team. A lot of rich guys on that team. Kerrs and Paxsons and MJs. It's amazing to me. Kyrie's a great scorer. Great player. Boy, you're lowering the standards of great player if that's it for you. Okay, so it does appear the Carolina Panthers, according to sources now, are down to two quarterbacks. Much to the chagrin of J-Mac, it's not Anthony Richardson. According to sources, they're down to Bryce Young, Alabama, and C.J. Stroud. Many believe Stroud is sort of a bigger version of Bryce Young. Both are accurate. They're adults. They win a lot. They make good decisions. Anthony Richardson is really raw, and Will Levis is worried about his abs and his biceps. So in my opinion, Bryce Young is more talented than C.J. Stroud. He's more agile than C.J. Stroud. And on the fly, he's probably going to be a little more accurate. And I think what Carolina is thinking is, how close is Stroud to Bryce Young? If he's 90% of Bryce Young in all those, he's worth drafting one because he's bigger. Because size does matter. And what I appreciate about the Bryce Young narrative over the last several months is, at least now we're all grown-ups and can discuss size. It's like one of those football discussions that everybody was really uncomfortable with, bizarrely. Like when I came out and said, Tua's small, it worries me. Pushback. Kyler Murray's tiny, it worries me. Pushback. Of course it matters. We're playing more games now. Defensive players have never been bigger, stronger, and faster. The collisions are uglier. You get hit a lot. You touch the ball 60 times. The last 10 quarterbacks to win a Super Bowl, have you seen the size of them? 6'2", 6'3", 6'4", 6'2", 6'4", 6'6", 6'5", 6'4", 6'6", and Russell Wilson, who, by the way, had the best defense we have seen in the NFL for one or two seasons in maybe 20 years. Run game and defense. I appreciate that we've, as they say, moved the football on the size discussion. I mean, years ago, I remember saying this when I was at ESPN. I said, baseball, it's too slow. The games are too long. Grown-ups who have to be in the work in the morning or don't want to be at a ballpark for 3 hours and 45 minutes. I said, soccer's quicker, boxing's quicker, UFC's quicker, NBA games are quicker. You can't give me 3.5 hours. And I remember the pushback. Ooh, time doesn't matter. Oh, that's cute. You don't have a big boy job yet. You don't have kids. You're not married. You can't get home at 1 a.m. What did Major League Baseball do and implement in Minor League Baseball 2 years ago? A time clock. Now the games will this year, as Major League Baseball implements it, be about 20 to 25 minutes shorter. It matters. The majority of games in baseball are Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night. You're working in the morning. Yet kids going to school. Can't get home at 1:45 and wake up at 11. So I just appreciate, as adults, the size can be discussed. I think C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young are the two best. And I think Bryce is a little more agile, a little more accurate, moves a little better, a little more talented, and sees the field a little better. And I think Carolina knows that. But what they're wondering is, due to his size, which is a concern, if C.J. Stroud is 90 to 95% of those, they would take him due to his size. And that's what they're doing their homeworks on C.J. Stroud. I don't think they're doing their homework on Bryce Young. They've done their homework on Bryce Young. Everybody knows what Bryce Young is. The question is, what is C.J. Stroud? And if you feel you can get 90 to 95% of the talent, the agility, the self-awareness, the field vision, then you take C.J. Stroud. Because of the size advantages. I just like we can have a grown-up conversation and everybody is comfortable now because we have proof. Kyler Murray, Tua, Baker Mayfield. Bigger's better at quarterback.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Got Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You're now entering the No Bull Zone, sponsored by Credible Great Rates, None of the Bull. So Kevin Durant, baby, returned to Phoenix last night. Kevin didn't shoot the ball particularly well. May have been nerves, whatever. Just had a night, didn't shoot particularly well. Suns beat the T-Wolves, a good team themselves. So as I watch Phoenix, that team, as it's constituted now, if everybody stayed healthy, I believe is winning the West with one stipulation. If Andrew Wiggins returns in the next week to two, I've been told he wasn't going to return for the regular season. If he returns, then I would take the Warriors. If he doesn't return for a month, he may not be in shape. But if he returned in the next week or two, probably lean slightly to the Warriors. But the Phoenix Suns doubters puzzle me. They check boxes. They have two elite scorers. Experienced playoff head coach, proven veteran point guard, decent size rim protection. Even the Celtics don't check all of those boxes because we don't know how their coach is going to fold, unravel, or flourish in the postseason. Is Phoenix deep? Who cares? They're top 10 in bench scoring. That's not one of the elements you need, great bench scoring. It reminds me of fans who always say, oh, I love underdogs. Watch how crappy the Final Four ratings this weekend are with three underdogs. You say you like a lot of things. You're going to be in shape. You're going to eat well. You love underdogs. Not really. The bottom line is the bench doesn't matter. Go to the NBA Finals last year. The Warriors and the Celtics were playing seven guys big minutes. It's the way it always is. You shrink your bench. So ask yourself about your favorite team. Do you have two guys that on any given night could score 46 points and you wouldn't be surprised? If I told you Clay hit for 44 or Steph, all right. You could even see Poole having one of those 40-point games. Kawhi and Paul George wouldn't shock you. Kevin Durant drops 46 in a playoff game. Booker drops 43. To me, that's the key. That's why as Milwaukee's Chris Middleton has regressed, Drew Holiday has risen, and then they add other players, at Ingles, a Crowder, for more offense. I just look at Phoenix, and I look at the elements needed to win a championship. It ain't great bench play. You're going to play seven. They got three guys off the bench, two of them former starters. They got a three-man bench, I trust. That's good enough. It's top 10 in bench scoring. In fact, I think it's 10th. Here's Kevin Durant on his Phoenix home debut last night.
It's hard for me to get sleep today. It was hard for me to stop thinking about the game. And sometimes you can want it too bad, and you come out there and play like, you know, start rushing, start taking, being uncharacteristic. So I'm glad I'm back. I'm glad I'm into the, you know, to the zone and playing again and being around the guys and being one of the guys again. So just keep building from here.
They look good. I know all you Laker fans and Warrior fans. Constituted is what I'm watching last night. Everybody stays healthy. I think they win the West. J-Mac with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
You know, Colin, I'm not certain, but I think yesterday we snapped our streak of mentioning Aaron Rodgers every day on the show for like 5 months.
We didn't mention him yesterday?
So we got to mention him today at the outset here.
Oh,
we're still waiting on word for the trade, but according to Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk, you know, the Packers, they had apparently wanted a first-round pick. They've now backed off of getting a first-round pick.
Oh.
Here's what Florio said. The holdup had been that the Packers were adamant on getting the 13th overall pick in the draft. I think they backed away from that. The key this week was when Brian Gutekunst, GM of the Packers, said, we're not necessarily going to get a first-round pick. That, to me, was a major concession, acknowledging they're no longer demanding the 13th overall in 2023. That's huge for the Jets, if this is true. Remember, they made that trade last week for Elijah Moore, and they now have back-to-back picks in the second round. So they could then go to the Packers and say, hey, you know, we got the second round pick the year after. Here it is. Jets not bending on not giving away the 13th pick.
All
smart
right.
move.
Well,
about damn time.
Well, I would demand it, but I like the reporting, and I think this probably moves it closer to fruition, the trade being finalized, so that's good.
I think one would assume it's got to happen before the draft, right? Has to.
Yeah, and if you're not demanding a first round, it's much easier to argue over a second and a third than it is a first. Those first, especially top 15, those are gold bars. If you talk to NFL execs, which you and I have done for years, they'll tell you that the NFL draft, the first usually 16 picks, are first-round players. 17, 18 on, kind of grade, it gets much murkier in the grading. But there's usually, you get to about 16 or 17, those are guys, nobody wants to be drafting at the end of the first round. Ideally, you'd love to be 18 or up. So you fight for those. Those are harder to give up. And so it looks like they've taken that out of the equation. My guess, it gets finalized in the next week or two.
But that, I guess that means so much for the Packers' leverage that everybody's been cheering about. For, oh, the Packers have all the leverage. Do they really?
Well,
they backed off the number one pick.
Well, but it may mean they want now three number two picks.
Yeah,
you know, well, by the way, if they gave up that, what did they get back in return? If they said, if you and I are debating, and I say, okay, we'll back off our number one pick.
Yeah.
There's going to be a but.
Yeah, but we'll give you a number one conditional next year. Conditional.
Okay.
If Rodgers is back.
So I get a two this year and a conditional one.
Yeah. If he returns next year. If you don't return, you're not getting the one next year.
Okay. I'm okay with that. Yeah. I think I've come to terms with that.
Yeah, baby. Getting close. I can't. Oh, man. Listen, if the Jets get Rodgers and he's committed and locked in and not, you know, on the darkness retreats and stuff, I'm going to get excited. I haven't been excited about it, but I will as we get closer to football season. I can't wait. All right, next up, Dak Prescott, interception machine last year. Kind of an underplayed story. He had the highest interception percentage of his career, and he only played in 12 games. Coach Mike McCarthy is making it a priority to cut down on the turnovers, and spoke with Dak about it this offseason. Here's what McCarthy had to say.
He's in there for the captain's workout, so he came up and spent about 4 hours with Scott and I, and we went back and looked at the decision-making opportunities and, you know, of interceptions and potential interceptions, and just, you know, talking through. And it's healthy because, you know, no different. I mean, you know, I thought Doug did an excellent job with the quarterbacks, but the room will be different. I mean, it's just, you know, anytime you have a new coach in there, and you know, it'll be Scott's new opportunity too, but, you know, Brian and I will be in there pretty much full time. So, you know, getting that, you know, that landscape laid too.
Once again, the data doesn't lie. The more you ask of Dak, the more and the fewer times he wins. If you ask him to throw 35 or more times because he doesn't have a reliable run game, he loses. If you ask him to throw under 35 times because you have a very effective run game, he wins. The old tractor trailer argument. He doesn't pull you to a win. He can help guide you there as others pull you there. So, again, last year, tight ends hurt, Gallup's hurt, Tyron Smith hurt, Zeke regresses to a short yardage back. We need Zach to throw 39 times a game. Interceptions go up. Not as effective. It's not like the data doesn't lie on this. For all you Dak fanboys, it's really clear. He's not somebody you can trust. Most interceptions thrown last year, Dak led the league and had significantly fewer starts than the other guys in his class. He's right on pace with Davis Mills and actually had more interceptions per game than Davis Mills.
So, Colin, you know, we do gambling and fantasy. I do fantasy and a bunch of stuff. If you start putting breadcrumbs together, you can see how this Dallas team is going to be different next year. McCarthy, we got to cut down interceptions. Dumps Kellen Moore, the OC, pass-happy Kellen Moore, brings in a guy who is run-happy in Brian Schottenheimer. You can go over his track record. They dump Ezekiel Elliott. He's too slow and plodding. They're bringing back Tony Pollard. Dallas, next season, is going to be radically different offensively. They are not going to be as high octane. I think they'll be an under team next year in games. Probably we're going to win with defense and we're going to run the football. Remember when that worked with Dak? First year, didn't they win like 12 or 13 games?
It also sort of illustrates where they're going to go in the draft. So how about you and I make one of our zany bets without the crazy haircuts? The Cowboys will draft Bijan Robinson first round, tight end second round.
If he's there, Bijan, yeah.
Yeah, so my takeaway is because Stephon Gilmore solved their corner issue. Their biggest issue on the team was, we got to get a second corner.
Yeah.
Like, they were bad. So they solved that. So now what it tells you, what people do in the free agent market tells you what they're going to do in the draft. So it seems very obvious that Dallas is going to go tight end running back. Because remember, Tony Pollard had an injury. Zeke's gone.
That's interesting. So
their first two big picks are going to be.
Let me see where the Cowboys pick real quick. Because the question is, there could be one of those tight ends, either Kincaid, Mayer, or Bijan Robinson. Where would you lean?
So to me, I believe those are the three players Dallas is looking at in the first round.
So
the two tight ends and Bijan Robinson.
Where the hell? 26. They are drafting 26. I don't know that Bijan Robinson is going to be there.
Okay,
at 26.
But here's the question. I don't know Dallas's history. They took CeeDee Lamb and surprised people. They like Flash, Bijan Robinson, Texas, Flash, star running back. Totally fits their brand. But again, Dallas has a young safety they like, a star corner they like. They've solved the number two corner, a pass rusher DeMarcus Lawrence they like, Micah Parsons, a playmaker they like.
Well, they drafted tight end Jake Ferguson from Wisconsin last year, fourth round.
Yeah.
He had 19 catches, two touchdowns.
He's a backup. He's a two.
Okay.
So I just think, if you look at what they did on defense and the elements they have, they've got a playmaker. They got an edge rusher. They now have two corners. They have a safety they like. They could they use an interior defensive lineman? So could the world. There's like five great ones in the world. They're not getting Jalen Carter. But if you look at what Dallas really needs to win in this league, offense is 60 to 65% of winning these days. They need a tight end. They need a pop running back. Pollard's off a big injury. There's no guarantees there.
Yeah. Remember, everybody was a little surprised, I think, when CeeDee Lamb went to the Cowboys. They're like, you guys have all these receivers. What are you doing?
No, they don't.
I do wonder if Jerry gets a whiff that Bijan Robinson is going like 18th, does Jerry like trade up to get him?
Yes. I absolutely believe so. First of all, Jerry loves exposure. Great example. He pushed heavy for Tony Romo to get the CBS job. He'll defend to the ends of the earth Michael Irvin on the NFL Network. He loved Troy Aikman either on Fox or ESPN. Jerry loves his guys, star on the helmet, being on the broadcast. Jerry loved that CeeDee Lamb draft. Why? Even though we talked about it and I didn't love it, the Cowboys became the story for about 2 hours on draft night. Oof. If the Cowboys get Bijan Robinson,
that'll be probably the number one story.
The number one story will be the number one pick.
Yeah.
The number two story is the Cowboys taking a star running back from Texas. Jerry, by the way, he's a great businessman. I don't love him as a GM, but that would be the second biggest story in the draft.
I might have to adjust my mock draft now because of that.
No, I think...
It sounds, you've almost talked me into
it. Tight end running back is where Dallas has gone, to me, early in the draft. First, second, third round.
All right, we'll wrap up with the Lakers last night. Big win over the Chicago Bulls. AD 38-10. LeBron at 25. Yelled at Patrick Beverley. Lakers moved to 8th in the West. They would then face, if this holds, and it won't, there's
Denver.
Five games left. They would face Minnesota in the 7-8 play-in. But if they get that 7 seed, they get spicy here. AD believes the Lakers have the pieces to make some noise in the playoffs. This is a time where we shouldn't shy away from the moment. We should embrace it. These are the moments that you live for as a player. I think we got everything we need. It's just about going out and applying it. We could definitely make a run. We got all the right pieces from top to bottom. Colin, AD last night, this is what you want to see if you're a Lakers fan.
You get this about every other game when he's healthy.
Well, 1 3-point attempt, he made it. 14 free throws. He's in the paint, backing down, going to work. Not fading away like a soft big man.
Also,
he's going to the tin and getting to the free throw line.
Also, Austin Reeves now.
Oh, he's nice.
Okay, so this goes back to my, this goes back to what I talked about being a complete player. Austin Reeves checks a lot of boxes. He'll give you an effort on the defensive end. He's a great passer. He can score. He's aggressive. He gets you to the free throw line. So again, we look at, Westbrook's the great Hall of Fame player. I would argue Austin Reeves does more that translates to winning than Westbrook does. So Austin Reeves has become a very interesting third player for them. Rui Hachimura is not consistent enough. Malik Beasley's like lost
his minutes have been shrunk. By the way, remember we were bagging on, why is Troy Brown playing 39 minutes?
Well, it's,
Darvin Ham's watching the show because Troy Brown's out on the bench playing way fewer minutes.
Yeah, and Beasley's in a bad space right now.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, your third is Austin Reeves. And I'll say it again. He does a lot of things that help you win a game.
He's a winning player.
He's a winning player. Doesn't have this or that, but when I watch him with the Lakers, like spacing, movement, he attacks the basket. He gets you to the free throw line. He's a great passer. It's like he's a winning basketball player.
This is going to sound a little crazy, but I do believe in the first round, the Lakers will have their best chance at beating someone because AD and LeBron are going to be healthy.
Yes.
I don't know 4 weeks from now if...
Okay.
How the Lakers are going to be. So they're a little dangerous.
Okay.
Now,
you told me.
I did say they would miss the playoffs.
Okay. No. I'm not going to hold you that. But you asked me a month ago, Denver Lakers first round. And I said, I'd take the Lakers.
Yeah.
But you make a good point. First round.
Yeah.
I think they would then lose in the second round.
We don't know. Yeah.
Because
health.
To beat Denver, you're going to go 6 or 7. You're going to need 40 minutes a night from LeBron and AD.
Well, wait a sec. Wait, if they're the 7 seed, they would play Memphis. And in the second round, they would play the winner of Kings Warriors. We don't know what's up with Wiggins.
They could beat the Kings.
They could? Come on, be real. Obviously, they would beat the Kings. No disrespect. We like the Kings on the show, but the Lakers are going to be healthy first round. I don't know about beyond that.
Yeah. Very spicy.
That's good for this show, right?
No, it's just an interest. I mean, they are the biggest brand in the league.
Over Giannis?
No, I'm kidding. Yes, over Giannis. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
I don't think the Lakers are a championship team because I think to be a championship team, you have to win 4 series. And I don't think they're constructed to win 4 series. But a series against Denver or Sacramento to start? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They can win. You give them 6 games to be great. Absolutely a matchup problem. And we've said this about Anthony Davis. It's about every other game, he's a monster. I mean, he's a top 7-8 player in the league. I just think we all know over time, you start falling in love with him, you're in trouble. Fall in like with him, move him after the season. We got all sorts of good stuff today. Oh, I saw something I just don't like at all. You know, I was talking about NBA fans, like the fans that don't get basketball think, ooh, you got a good layup package. You're a great player. No, you're a great scorer. Kyrie's not a great player. He's a great scorer. He's not necessarily a winning player outside of his few years with LeBron James. I saw something in football yesterday. Some of you are going to think it's awesome. It is not. It's not playing well to the people that matter. That's coming up.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me for the world of
football, or fighting, or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it. Give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
First pitch, goodbye! Machado into the San Diego 90, walk it off!
And Mookie from the middle of nowhere! That ball is crossed! Gone!
Saturday on Fox, baseball is back as the Giants battle reigning MVP Aaron Judge and the Yankees or the Phillies take on Corey Seager and the Rangers. It all begins Saturday at 3:30 Eastern on Fox and the Fox Sports app.
So what you don't want to do anytime you're seeking a job or just get one is double down on people's concern of you. If you have a reputation that you've got a bad temper, and then they interview you, and over the course of an hour or a 90-minute interview, you show your temper. Well, that was their concern coming into the interview, and then you validated it. My wife used to work in HR, and you know, she'd do homework on people, and she'd say, well, there's a red flag on this. What she would try to do is confront you on the red flag in 60 and 90 minutes to see if it's a real thing. So Will Levis, quarterback Kentucky, the knock on him is his decision-making during games. He may get good grades in college. He makes bad decisions. All my executive guys are like, he's not real fluid, and he makes really bad decisions. Now he's releasing pictures and showing how jacked he is. There are no great quarterbacks in league history that look like bodybuilders, ever. You want fluidity, range of motion, not a bodybuilder. Now, some smaller quarterbacks like a Jalen Hurts, to ease the pain of all the shots, have bulked up. Russell Wilson has bulked up. He's not ripped. So I think Will Levis probably thinks I'm the man, and NFL execs I talk to are thinking, you're the man with no self-awareness. This is what they concern. He went to the combine or pro days, got the sleeves out. And I'm sure there's a lot of you out there that also thought Johnny Manziel coolness was a thing and Baker's ego was a thing and Cam's ego and style was a thing. It turned off the smart guys I listen to. The smart guys I'm talking to, the gun show stuff, turn off. They're Peyton Manning, Brady, Ben, that's not what it's about. That's not what it's about. This is a lack of self-awareness. Maybe he's surrounded with too many of his guys and too many of his yes men. You don't want to be doing pictures in your bathroom like every loser on the internet of your after a workout how jacked you are. By the way, CJ Stroud, what has he done? Because you got that 3 months when the season ends until the draft that you want to prove to people you have your act together. You want to show your strengths. CJ Stroud's going to dinner with teams, talking about leadership, being part of a community. Have you seen CJ Stroud's quotes? I want to be the face of a franchise. I want to be a leader. Will Levis is like, look at me, shirt off, bathroom, gun show. Name me the great quarterbacks who were ripped. I've talked to now two NFL general managers and a head coach and a scout. None of them like this at all. Two of them have a chance to draft him or pass on him. Just telling you, the season ends until the draft. All it is, combine, pro day, stay off the internet. Go ask Laramie Tunzel about being on the internet. What you're trying to do is send out messages and images. I'm mature. I'm focused about the right things. Shirt off bathroom, that's what a meathead in New Jersey does to show off to his boys.
All right. I'll agree with some of that, but can I push back a little bit?
Sure. You like Johnny Manziel, I bet he was cool.
I did not like Johnny Manziel. Oh, he was good at keg stands, I'm told. But at any rate, so you could look at it another way in that, man, the dedication it takes this guy to work his butt off, diet, workout regimen, like he's working hard. And we already know he's dedicated in the classroom. Was an awesome student in high school, an incredible student in college. Yeah. Got his master's, I believe. He already secured that. Yeah. So this guy, when he puts his mind to something, has proven he will get the job done.
Okay.
Now, I would say, yes, these photos are a bridge too far. It's a flex he doesn't need.
Okay, let me ask you this.
I would just say, like, we know this guy, when he puts his mind to something, is going to deliver.
Okay. People made the same argument for Baker Mayfield.
No.
Yes, they did.
No.
On my show, he did. Hey, that's how confident I am. And you care about the wrong stuff. Just like you. One of the reasons you're on the show, you care about the right stuff. You are all flash. It matters a lot. You are literally interviewing for a job. You're going to be a millionaire out of college. These aren't normal jobs, accounting firm jobs. I'm going to pay you $30 million. I'm going to know about your mom, your dad, your uncle, and you are going to tell me in that 3 month stretch what you care about. That's why I kept warning everybody about Johnny Manziel. He cared about the wrong stuff. He cared about getting on a flight and doing things with his boys. Mm-hmm. I didn't see the workout videos. I always gave Cam Newton a lot of credit when he went to New England. Remember I said this. I criticized Kaepernick. What do you care about? Kaepernick wanted a job. I didn't see a workout video for a year.
Yeah.
Cam Newton, constant work, and I'm never a big fan of Cam. But I did think when Carolina ditched him, Cam went right to Instagram and he would keep putting video out and video out, dripping wet. And I'm like, okay, he's telling me what he cares about. It's nothing against Kaepernick, but it was political stuff. Do you want to be a franchise quarterback or an activist? I know either one of them's fine, But your social media will tell me what matters to you. You use it as a marketing platform.
Right.
Okay? That's what I use it for. Some people, some actors who don't work much, use it as a political.
Yeah.
But you ever notice the actors who are really stars are like promoting the environment? They stay out of politics mostly. They don't want to alienate companies, businesses, producers. So again, you're telling me what you care about on social media. I tell my kids this all the time. It's basically a walking, breathing resume. The difference is you better edit it smartly, because what you put out there is what I think you care about.
Also true. Now, remember, we had one former NFL, he's a current NFL coach, come in here in the middle of the college football season. And I asked him about the draft. The cameras were not rolling.
Yeah.
And the first quarterback he said, not Stroud, not Bryce Young, I like Will Levis. That was back in October. Do you remember?
Yeah.
It was like right in front of it. I was like, Will Levis, okay.
Yeah, but remember, October,
yes.
You're not even halfway through the football
season. That's fair.
Season.
That's very fair. Now, another coach came in, and a former coach, we asked him, he was coaching a young quarterback a couple years ago in the league. And he said this guy would roll in 1 minute before the meeting started. He would slouch in his chair. You remember that? We like that quarterback, okay? But that's stuff we don't know. I guarantee you Will Levis ain't showing up 1 minute before a meeting and just being like, oh, what's going on?
But
this dude, I'm just saying, let's not bail on him because he's got some bathroom selfies that are a bridge too far.
I defended him about a month ago. And I said, Mom went to Yale. He played with no good players around him. I mean, Kentucky had a really good O-line. Then two guys went to the NFL and he's running for his life. I have defended Will Levis. Ego is no amigo. Okay, that is a.
Did you come up with that? I've never heard that.
No, Tony Gonzalez. Your ego is no amigo. That's ego. You don't need to do that. By the way, it doesn't matter what I think or see. Matters what. And right now, Will Levis's Instagram account is a direct feed to GMs, not his fanboys, not his girls. It's a direct feed. My guys are telling you too much ego. Gun show, rip, tight shirts. What do you care about? Your body or film study?
Or,
you know what I want to see Will Levis do? I want to see him breaking down film. Somebody take up one of his guys takes a picture of him looking at film. I'm a GM. I'm like, I am shocked that quarterbacks don't do. If my son was a quarterback, I'd say, you know what you should do? Watch film. I'll take a picture of it, put it out. Because you're telling them that's what you care about, not your gun show.
So, Will Levis has been smart throughout his life, like almost borderline nerdy smart. There is a potential angle that he was perceived as a nerd and a bookworm and a smart guy who's almost valedictorian or whatever.
Does he look like a
and
bookworm?
This is him showing people, hey, yo, I ain't just a nerd. Look at me. Look at the six-pack. I'm shredded.
Time out.
I don't think it's necessary, but I'm trying to defend him here.
Okay.
And
he
I don't know Will Levis.
He starts at quarterback. He's a good-looking guy that starts in quarterback in the SEC. I was a nerd. He's not a nerd. Nobody thinks Will Levis is a nerd. That's never been uttered at Kentucky.
Are you sure? In the weight room, we don't know. We don't know
you're
that.
You're a quarterback at college. Even if you're average, you're the big man on campus. For an SEC team where they live and die football, you think people are walking around Kentucky going, hey, look at that nerd. He's going to have $30 million in his pocket in 3 weeks.
Well, not if you keep talking about him like this.
Well,
he's
I don't have any influence.
I
am relaying what I'm hearing, which is this is a turnoff. Find me the ripped great quarterbacks. Well, Jalen Hurts has had one great year. I love him, but he didn't show off.
Find me the good short quarterbacks.
Jalen Hurts.
Bryce Young's way smaller than Jalen Hurts.
Right. Well, Drew Brees. Russell
one
Wilson.
One guy in 40 years.
Drew Brees, Russell Wilson, Jalen Hurts. That's three.
Bryce Young is like 30 pounds lighter than Russell Wilson.
Right.
I can't believe I'm defending Will Levis now.
I defended him a month ago. I'm not anti-Will Levis.
Do you think he goes top 10?
I think he's. I think Seattle looks at that and thinks, oh, let's take Jalen Carter. Hour two in L.A. next.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep.
You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.